Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 40 and a half weeks since we had found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I am still asking myself, what do I know? I know that God's love is beautiful, but I also know that it's functional because it works. I know that we are given concrete gifts, real, tangible gifts from God to use in our lifetime, to rely on, to find the support and the help that we need. I know that God's beauty is shown to us in nature. I know that we should get out into it. And maybe I'm saying this because it's springtime and so beautiful, but I know that people are paying to go back to that we've left behind. And I'll just say, I think, go outside and draw in God's beauty. I know that some of the things that seem to take me longer can be the most joyful if you just don't rush it. There's a difference between experiencing the moment and something happening. Experiencing it is what makes it beautiful and real. I know there's a difference between praying and wringing my hands. One is still and the other is agitated. It's got panic and nervousness and motion. And the other is peace-filled and quiet and still. Just remember, there's a difference between wringing your hands and praying them, folding them in prayer. I know that you may never know the impact of showing God's love, what it does to a person, but I know we're called to do it anyway. I know that I am becoming conditioned to pray for others, to pray more, that I am being directed to those in need of prayer, and they are being directed toward me because I'm praying a lot. And you know about the prayer bell, that Dave will ring this bell at that moment we're to stop and pray. And I remember before, when he did it, I'd be caught off guard and I'd be like, who am I supposed to be praying for? Now they're just in there. They're in the hopper. They flow out. I don't even have to think, because they are, God is preparing me to pray. I'm being conditioned. I'm being, that's being instilled in me to pray for others. And it's a privilege. I know that today I'd like to talk a little bit about something that has come to me so strongly, and that is, do you feel alone? Sometimes I think someone might live alone, or, you know, not have a partner per se, or children, and they would be saying, well, I'm alone. I know that someone else might say, oh, I'm never alone. Do you hear the birds? That's so cool. That one's very noisy. Do you have people that you have with you and you say, oh, I'm not alone. I'm with people. I have friendships. I have, you know, my partner, my kids, my grandkids. I'm not alone. But I think when we look at it that way, we're missing everything. We are missing what God has for us. When you think of being alone, I would ask you, who gets to go through the door with you? Who gets to go through the door? If you're alone and you go through the door alone, you're like, yes, I'm alone. If you have people that are waiting on the other side, you still go through that door alone. If you are having something major done, a surgery, anything where it is, you have to be, prepped and everything done, you, whoever's waiting for you doesn't get to go through those doors with you. They do not. You go through those alone. But do you? No. No, you don't. That's why I want you to see what alone means. The one who goes with you isn't stopped by the door. So all the people on the other side of that door, and I thank God that you have friends and family that would be on the other side of the door, but when they put you through the door, they are held back. But there's one who is not. There is one who is with you. So for you to think that you are alone, you're not. For you to think that all those people make you not alone, again, not true. It is God who gets to go with you through the door, through that door, to where you are never alone when you are in need. Everybody has times that it is just you, but it's not. It's you with your best friend. It's you with God. You're like, you know, you're going to bed and you're saying, okay, it's just me right now falling asleep, but it's not. Or you go into a situation and you're like, it's just me driving. I'm in this vehicle alone, but you're not. You have moments always that I will tell you where you will come to know that you go through the door alone when it comes to people, but you don't go through the door alone when it comes to God. It's the whole difference. It's those moments where I'm talking to each of you now that are going through something and you're struggling. Are you getting a test done? Are you having surgery? Are you having something where you will step forward, just you, not the others in your life? I want you to know you're not alone. God goes with you. God prepares you. God helps you. God is there. It says in the Bible, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's Deuteronomy 31:8. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. And I can do all things with him who gives me strength. That's Philippians 4:13. It's not said that I can do all things with my husband. It's not said I can do all things with my children. It's not said I can do all things with my best friend who's here on earth. It says I can do all things with him who gives me strength. Amen? You have to ask yourself and call upon the one who can go with you through the door. That is where you will find your help. That is where you will find your strength, your shield, your hope, your peace, your comfort. Know that you are not alone. I would say in the 9 months that I've been recording these messages, somewhere in that amount of time, maybe 8 months, whatever 40 and a half weeks are, I would tell you that is the one thing that keeps coming to me over and over. You are not alone. Through the troubled times, through the tough times, through the struggles, you will go through them. Yes, we will. But you don't need to go through them alone. And when it comes, push comes to shove, as they say, it is not your husband or your children or your friends or your parents who will go through that door with you. They can be waiting and they can be help, absolutely. But it is God who never leaves you alone. He never leaves you alone. He gave you his son to never leave you alone. Take what you are being given. Know the peace and the comfort of being with God in all things, in all circumstances. Call upon the Lord and know that you're not alone. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We praise your holy name as we wait, as we struggle, as we have things in our life. We come to you. We come to you and we know that when we go through these things, that you are with us. You give us peace. You give us calm. You give us strength and you give us hope. And in all things, what we give you back is our love, our devotion, our thanks, and our praise and glorifying of you, because that is yours, yours alone. Lift those, Lord, today in need of your help. Let them find the help that they need, that only is in you. And let them know. Open their hearts and their eyes to know they are not alone. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.